Simon Shin Yud Dalad Sif Yud Aleph. The Mechaber says that was not allowed to put wax or thick oil in the hole on top of a barrel to seal it because of a problem of Mareach, that when he smoothens it, it's a problem of Machik, which is one of the Malachas of Shabbos, and smoothing it over, that's going to be doing a Malacha. And we're afraid, even if he doesn't intend to smoothen it, that he might come to smoothen it over and make a smooth line, and then there'll be a Malacha of a Machik, and therefore one cannot use wax. Even if Mishmur explains, it makes sure the wax is not muksa, but designate it before Shabbos, it is what it's going to be used for, still it's a problem to use it to seal up the top of the barrel. The thick shemen, the thick oil we're talking about, it itself does not have a problem with ruach, does not have a problem with machik, but it's similar enough to shaiva, to wax, that chazam made gzera to shaiva, because it's something that's similar enough to it, therefore made chazam made gzera, that if we let you do it with a thick shemen, so then you might come to it with shaiva. Therefore, if the shemen wouldn't be thick, so I'm not sure how it would work to seal the barrel, but in any case, if it somehow would work, even though it's not thick, it would not have the gzera, and it would not be aser. Now, the Shulchan Aruch says that other things that don't have a problem with machik, and don't have a problem with ruach, of smoothening, you could use them to seal up the top of a barrel. Even if it's not something that's typically used as the cover of a barrel, you could put it there. However, if this is the hole of the barrel or wine comes out, or yain is yetzer, but wine comes out, and that's you're trying to stuff it up, but the wine should not be going out of there, then to put something in the hole to close that wine should not leak out, should not come out, that's a problem that looks like you're masakin the kli. You're fixing up the barrel. The wine should not go out. Wine should not leak out. It's mechzik and masakin, and it'll be also a derban for that reason. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah says that Achrenim, paskin like the Rambam, who holds nag the Shulchan Aruch, and says that even if yain is not yet to derech sham, even if wine is not coming out, not leaking out from this hole, still you cannot put anything that's not a typical stopper for a chavis into the hole to close it up, because it looks like baina, it looks like you're fixing up and building the barrel. Only on the outside of the neck of the outside hole you put something, but stuff something into the neck of that's not typically used to stuff up a barrel, you would not be allowed to use, even if wine is not leaking out from this hole. Not the Shulchan Aruch, who says only a problem if wine is leaking out from the hole. And the Mechaber discusses if somebody wants to put shum, like a garlic, into the hole, and say he's only putting it there in order to store it there, and really it's a trick, it's harama, because he wants to stuff up the hole. And the Mechaber says one cannot do that. However, if he's a Talmud Chacham, then he could do it. Someone's not Talmud Chacham. We're afraid that today he's going to do it derech harama. Next time we'll do it without the harama. Someone's Talmud Chacham, we're not worried about. The Mishnah Berurah brings machlokes achrenim. If nowadays we have a din Talmud Chacham legabe this halacha, that one could, the Talmud Chacham was a mentorik, we could view it as a Talmud Chacham, and we could trust him to do it derech harama. He won't next time do it without the harama, or we don't have a Talmud Chacham for this nowadays. Sif Yud Beis, the Mechaber discusses a knife that was stuck into a wooden wall from before Shabbos. Could you pull it out on Shabbos? And the Mechaber says you cannot do it because it's a problem of widening the hole. When you pull out the knife, you widen the hole where the knife was in the wall, and that's a problem of binyan on a wall, so that's a Mechaber Lekarka, as opposed to the knife was stuck into a bench or any other piece of wood, so then you could take it out on Shabbos. And the Mechaber tells us, we discussed already earlier in the Siman, the Salacha, the Rambam says that if you put it in and out once before Shabbos, and the way Mishnah Berurah explains, now you put it in a second time, you could pull it out even from the kais, even from the wall, because the hole is already widened the first time you pulled it in and out and put it back in. And pulling it out a second time is not a psik resha for widening the hole, and therefore it will be okay, it will not widen the hole, and it will not be a problem of baina on Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch says, the Mishin Tezvav Sif Aleph, the one is not allowed to make an oil on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Mishnah Berurah explains the oil keva, a long-term, like permanent, so to speak, oil tent. That's a malach d'raisa, that's a toldo of boina, and taking it down to the toldo of seiser. An oil arai, a temporary oil, that's asam d'rabbanan, zero auto oil keva, both putting it up and taking it down. Zok the mechaber, that which you cannot put up oil arai in Shabbos, only a gak, like the roof of the tent. But if just the mechitz is just the walls of the tent, that's mutter, if it's arai. Mishnah Berurah explains that the reason is because the main part of the oil of a tent is the gak, is the top, not the mechitz, not the sides. And therefore, chazal only gezer by oil arai, oto el kev on the gag, not on the mechitzes. However, if the mechitzes have halachic significance, then even mechitz arai would be aser. For example, if it's the third wall of a sukkah, or if it's the fourth wall to allow somebody to carry in this place, that is a mechitza mataris. It's a mechitza allows one to use this place for a sukkah, or uses a place to carry on Shabbos, or any other halachic benefit that would be from the mechitza, so then it's chal Hashem mechitza on it, and it's chal Hashem oil mid rabbanon, and it'll be aser arai, Otu Keva, same as Chazal or Gezer, by the Gag.